Glad to have you with me today. Today we're going to be reading from Barack Obama's book, his autobiography, The Audacity of Hope. Let's read together, shall we? Could I have my computer working? Is it working now? Shall we just start the whole thing over again? Shall we just, welcome to Mikey's Book Club. Today, boys and girls, we will be reading from Barack Obama's autobiography, The Audacity of Hope. Let's read together.
There's no denying that many blacks share the same anxieties as many whites about the wave of illegal immigration flooding our southern border. The number of immigrants added to the labor force every year is of a magnitude not seen in this country for over a century. If this huge influx of mostly low-skill workers provides some benefits to the economy as a whole, it also threatens to depress further the wages of blue-collar Americans and puts strains on an already overburdened safety net.
Oh, maybe we're reading from the wrong book. Maybe we picked up the wrong edition. Let's see what this edition says, because I can't imagine that the President of the United States, who before the age of 50 has already written, two autobiographies. Well, I guess, when you get the Nobel Peace Prize for doing squat, you deserve to write two autobiographies. But I can't believe that he said what he said. So it must be a mistake, because the president says tomorrow evening he's going to announce some new immigration policies. Which I find interesting, because I didn't know Congress had passed any bills. Let's go back and see if we can figure this out.
There's no denying that many blacks share the same anxieties as many whites about the wave of illegal immigration flooding our southern border.
So there is a wave of illegal immigration flooding our southern border, he writes, 10 years ago. Who knew? That flood back then, well, that was just a trickle compared to today. Today, hell's bells, it really is a flood. So he's really concerned about it. And in fact, he says, interestingly, blacks and whites should be concerned about this.
The number of immigrants added to the labor force every year is of a magnitude not seen in this country for over a century.
And, oh, silly me. And the order of magnitude back when he wrote his autobiography is nothing compared to the magnitude of illegal immigration that has occurred since he started encouraging it.
If this huge influx of mostly low-skilled workers,
the people that, are mowing your yards or fixing your roof or doing whatever they happen to be doing, those low-skilled workers, I ran into one today over at the Sonic, bless her heart. I'm not sure she could read or write, but she managed to get the order straight, so I guess I should be happy, right?
Provides some benefits to the economy as a whole. It also threatens to depress further the wages of blue-collar Americans.
It threatens to depress the wages of blue-collar Americans? Then my, oh my, just color me confused. If it would actually depress wages...
It also threatens to depress further the wages of blue-collar Americans.
Then why? Why would you then suggest that what we ought to do is take those who are here now illegally and give them amnesty so they can get more of your jobs?
And put strains on an already overburdened safety net.
And burdens on an already strained safety net. I don't know how to break this to you. I'm not a meteorologist. But I predict a big, big poop storm hitting tomorrow evening around 6 Mountain Time. That'll be 8 Eastern when the President of the United States will go on television out in Las Vegas and announce his new immigration policy. I want to talk